And it's people in your neighborhood. And this morning, I am joined by Shane Craney with the Fort Pierre Chamber and Callie Iverson with Fort Pierre Tourism. And they're going to be talking about a great event coming up here in a couple weeks over there in Fort Pierre across the river. And good morning. How are both of you doing?
Doing well. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
So I know a big event coming up, Trader Days. I know that's a big thing.
It's coming right at us. It won't be long now. Going to kick things off on Friday, August 9th over there in Fisher's Lily Park with the 35th annual Street Masters Dam Run. They're going to be coming into the Expo Center, all of those great cars, and stop by there and take a look at them. I know last year they had over 125 of those vehicles in the Expo Center, and just a great time over there, and what you get to see and all of the work and investment that those individuals have put into those cars and pickups.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to move on to the going to have the Trader Days Turkey Races apparel booth there in Fisher's Lily Park as well. And Callie's going to talk a little more about that. Going to have the American Legion beer tent set up over there, some food trucks, and that'll all be about 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And then at 6 p.m., the Rendrye Museum Backyard Barbecue will have their Team Calcutta right there in the park. So you want to get over there for that and watch those teams. And if you want to participate in that action, just bring some money and jump right in. And we're going to move on into Saturday, August 10th, and I'll let Callie visit a little bit about that.
Yeah, so on Saturday, August 10th, things kick off down on Deadwood Street about noon. We have the cornhole tournament, the registration for that. You do not have to be in any cornhole organization. You can just, if you like to play, show up, register. That's going to be a fun time. And then we're going to have live music all throughout the afternoon by local and regional artists such as Cody Hollinger, Lance Spears, Katie Dwyer, and Casey Hughes. We also have our apparel booth available, and the one cool thing about our apparel is every year the logo changes. We have our students from Stanley County School District give us drawings every year, and then the committee judges them, so every year it's something drawn by a student, and we just pick it and put it on our apparel.
So I'm assuming it's the design on the flyer,
right? It is the design
on
the
flyer. That's a good one. That's a good one. A turkey going through, crossing a finish line and a ribbon in a race. That's a good one.
We've got some fast turkeys in Fort Pierre. We can't say enough about that. And then our turkey expert, Wyatt Johnson, makes sure that he only brings the fastest one to town. He sorts them out pretty heavy, and he's pretty diligent in the way he sorts them. So just the fast ones come to town, and you can lease those turkeys. You can bring them in the parade. You can, once you participate in the parade, you can bring them back, and then you can pick them back up again and race them. We're going to race turkeys about 6 o'clock in the evening. So we want everyone to come over and participate in that. Before that, we're going to have the mud wrestling, the youth mud wrestling up 4 o'clock, the adult mud wrestling. So we'll bring your Speedo and get in the mud wrestling. And then we're going to have the beer drinking contest, and you can participate in that. You can do the beer drinking contest first, the beer chugging, or you can do the mud wrestling, but you can participate in either one of those, and they'll be going on about the same time. And then we're going to have those turkey races at 6 o'clock and remind everyone that everything's going to be on Deadwood this year. It won't be in Fisher's Lily Park. It will be on Deadwood. So come on down there and enjoy your beverages. Bring your lawn chairs. There's going to be kids' activities, the dunk tank, the wading pool, and other activities. So just plan on spending the day with us.
So I want to ask you, Callie, about the I talked to you yesterday a little bit about it. How's it going with the kazoo band?
We are always looking for kazoo players. You know, this whole event is so traditional for Fort Pierre. It went away for a lot of years, and everybody was excited to see it come back. So now we need people to participate and help us bring it back to the level it was at, right? So the kazoo band is just part of that. You do not have to be a professional. It's fun. We provide the kazoos. Just show up or Facebook message. We do have a Facebook page, Fort Pierre Trader Days Facebook page. So or anybody can call me. My number's usually everywhere. So looking for kazooers for sure.
It's pretty impromptu. Just show up, and we'll get you a kazoo, and you participate, get in the parade, and bring your group over individually, whatever it is, some friends, and just come over and have a good time.
That's right. If you can hum, you can play the kazoo.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Are you going to be there, Will, with your kazoo? We're going to have one
for
you.
No, he plays the drums.
Oh,
so
you're
can...
the drum.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We need you as the leader.
Hey, if you need me, I'll do it.
Absolutely. Perfect. You're hired. You're our man.
Okay.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Will.
Then.
So, just everyone come over. It's going to be a good time. say that, and we don't want to forget about the Main Street Dance, the headliner. We're going to have Dustin Evans and the Good Times Band, and they will be right there on Deadwood on the Silver Spur stage, kind of at the south end. And I just want to remind everyone that if we see some inclement weather on the way, we will set Dustin Evans up in the Youth Center this year. So we got rained out last year. We got a little alternative this year. Just want to let everyone know, and there will be all the downtown establishments and some other ones will be down there serving refreshments, so and some food as well with the food trucks. And I believe there's going to be some hamburgers by the Rendry Museum. I think they're going to cook hamburgers up there on the street.
So on their old school cooker.
On their own school, mm-hmm. Yep. So nice. Going to be lots of options there, lots of food, lots of good times.
Oh, I can't wait. I was impressed by the July 4th. This sounds like it's going to be a real shindig. I'm telling you, it's like
we set the bar pretty high when we have a good time.
I can tell. I could really tell, honestly.
That's good.
I mean, it looks like a great time. So, if anybody wants to check out the schedule, can they go to like is there a place they can go online to check the schedule?
Yep. So we have visitfortpier.com is the website, and then as I said, we have the Facebook page Fort Pier Trader Days, and then. Also, our posters are going to be showing up all over town very soon here. They're out. So if you see a poster, there's a QR code on there that will also take you to the schedule.
Okay. I'm looking at the schedule, and it's a lot of stuff going on that weekend. So I can't wait. And I can't believe it's just a couple weeks away. I mean,
it's sneaking up.
I know.
Summer's rolling fast.
It is, absolutely.
You know, time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
And I do want to mention we have... sponsors. We definitely have cash sponsors and we have non-cash sponsors and volunteers. And next time we come in, I'll go through that list a little bit with you. But
okay.
Yeah,
we just wanted to mention it was great to see you yesterday as you come over to the Expo Center to the Community Appreciation Celebration. Had a good crowd. I think we fed around 500 people again, so great to see you over there. And we just keep those traditions alive and keep moving forward.
That's right. It was a good time. It was a good time for me to go out and meet some other people out in the community and everything.
Yes, and you just got hired as our drummer. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And I'm really looking forward to Trader Days.
You bet.
Thanks.
Everyone stop on over. And don't forget to say thank you to all those sponsors and volunteers that help us pull all these events off. We really appreciate it.
If anybody wants to volunteer, they can also reach out.
Yep.
Still looking for some volunteers.
Give us a call. We'll always find something for you to do. And it's always fun.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in. And make sure you just be careful out there today and tomorrow. It's going to be really hot the rest of this week.
Safety first.
That's
Stay
right.
hydrated.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.